My name is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. I have been, I've been doing this some really intense yoga for the last, I think we, I began the first day or so of February. My goodness. Over 2 months now. Over 2 months. And it's the coolest, bestest thing I ever done for this body. My, I don't know what got into me. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning and I just got this hit. And, you know, I've played around. I've done yoga for years. Started, I think, around 1980, watching public television. And this lady's name was Lilius, Yoga and You, 1980. I remember when I did it. What was that, 40 years ago? And I don't know, I just picked up on that. And so I've done yoga for a lot, but not, I mean, certainly not every day, and certainly not to the intensity that I'm doing now, but so I've always stayed pretty limber, and that'll keep you young too. I mean, the whole idea of yoga, that if you keep your spine flexible, you know, by doing all these back things and, you know, all this stuff you can do, that it keeps the body from aging, because the spine is really critical, which is why you see most elderly people, 70 or 80 or 90 or whatever, 60, 70, 89, they're crunched over a bit and they can't move very well and they're crickety-walkety and they have canes and twigs because their body's just kind of dried up a little bit and their spine is just really deteriorating because of lack of use and lack, you know, stuff like that. So that's why yoga, you do that and everything just stays loosey-goosey. So the body really follows the spine. It's all connected, of course, but you have all the nerves and everything. So that's the magic of yoga. But anyway, so, you know, I've been doing it for a long time. But I woke up and start just doing this. I don't know what it was. So what I've been doing is just moving into every kind of tight spot in my body slowly, consciously, gently, usually in the middle of the night, 1, 2 o'clock, turn on my little red lights things and get on a yoga pad and I'll do it for 1, 2, 3 hours, sometimes 4 hours, and just stretch into everywhere possible, in the neck and the hamstrings and the thighs and the back and the hip and no special postures, just moving anywhere I can to move in and get deeper and deeper. And I'm just going to keep on going. And, you know, I was there about 2 hours this morning, about 2 o'clock. And it's so great just talking to God and just feeling. And you can really feel how every little tentacle in the body and the fascia and the muscles are all kind of tied in together. And I have really seen how this part of this whole stomach thing that I had for a couple years, right? Maybe 3 years of burning. And I knew there was nothing wrong with the acid and alkaline. There was nothing wrong down there. I knew it. You know, people say, well, why don't you get a colonoscopy, or why don't you get a, what do they call that thing when you stick it down there to see? You know, when I chased after, you know, things like, more water, please. I chased after things at the beginning, things like, wow, maybe there's an ulcer there, and, you know, maybe there's, they call gastritis, where you know, all kinds of things, and, you know, did aloe, and did, you know, whatever, blood tests. You know, I chased around a lot of things, because I really didn't get yet how this was a whole body experience, and the reason I created it, this burning, so I could learn stuff, so I could show you how everything in our body, in our meridians, in our muscles, is connected everywhere to our kidneys and our livers, in our liver. And, you know, the old stomach thing has just gone away. And the stretching has really completed it. And because I could feel it so deeply. I'm just doing some weird stretching, or doing this with your neck like, you know, like that, and feel it in the stomach. And you say, wow. Well, remember, all these nerves are going down in the C3 area, in the mouth of God, they call it, you know, the upper cervical. And these nerves can get pressed against something. And who knows the issues that they could be causing with the high blood pressure, with blood sugar, stomach problems, colon problems, all kinds of things. This is the basics behind chiropractic, and why, if you can, especially that upper cervical area, if you can keep that all happy, that's really a wonderful thing. Does that make sense? So I've been doing just more and more, so I'll just keep you updated on that, and I really can't recommend it more highly, that you grab yourself a yoga mat. You can get one online, and if you don't need to know anything, you just get on that puppy and just start stretching. Take it easy, don't hurt yourself, breathe, keep breathing, and just start stretching everything. Forward, backward, you could go online and YouTube and watch some yoga to start with, some little postures, or get some DVDs, and I think it'll be an incredible thing for you to do. Here comes Doodle. Doodle got a haircut, so let's see if you can see her. No. Hey, Doodle. She got a haircut yesterday. You should see her. How you doing, sweet pea? What's going on? Golden Doodle, she's one of my best friends. So, yeah, play with it. If it something like that is interesting to you, you know, start 20 minutes, half an hour, whatever, you know, just go for it. Just do as much as you want. You can't really hurt yourself. I don't do medical advice. I can't give it. Don't give it. This is not medical advice, but it's your body. Just be careful. It's your responsibility. Don't hurt anything. Just, you know, if you're not sure, well, then learn about breathing and easing into these areas without hurting yourself. If you go, you know, little by little, without jerking and not without holding your breath, pretty hard to hurt yourself. You could strain a muscle or two, but pretty hard to really hurt yourself. You'd have to really work at it. The more I look at it and the more I play with it, I just don't think there's any way the body doesn't want to move with legs and splits and put a leg over here and back and, you know, going all the way back, standing on your head, doing just make it a noodle. And you know, it's what's really fun about it. I'm just so amazed of how strong my legs have gotten, you know, just strong. I mean, muscles just tight, bigger and stronger than ever, and not doing any resistance, and that's just stretching. Isn't that crazy? What's that about? I'd love to understand the dynamics about that more, but I don't really care, but it's doing it. So it's a fascinating thing. I think it would be fun for you. If you'd ever want to try it, you can just start playing with it. But, you know, go online and YouTube and find some yoga person that looks good, and they look like they're not, you know, like you want to, like they might know what they're doing if they look good and have a good body. And, you know, they'll show you what to do to start anyway. They'll show you what to do. Okay, I think Adam has some insights on Freemasons. I was wondering about that. Oh, first off, the internet. Adam says the ARPANET, ARPANET, internet, was established by the Advanced Research Projects Agency, ARPA, of the United States Department of Defense. Oh, ARPA. That's kind of like DARPA, but ARPA, right? Advanced Research Projects Agency, ARPA. So, Adam, do you think that they had a vision of this thing going? But, you know, you think about it now in 2021, it's just not. Karmically, dharmically, or whatever, it just had to be. I mean, look at all the incredible amount of jobs that are part of the internet. Probably most of the jobs, right? Today. It was probably just an evolutionary thing that had to happen just to have jobs for people. We just created it one way or another, even though ARPA did. You know, we're part of ARPA. Their souls too. We all just created this technology because we needed to. I wanted to do this, and I couldn't do this without the interweb. Yeah, I wonder, you know, you think back, if I wonder if these people, you know, who created this whole COVID nonsense would have been able to pull it off without the internet. Say back in the 50s when I was a kid, we had three stations, well, three, CBS, ABC. And NBC, I don't think they would have been able to pull off a plandemic. Maybe they, no. Because without all the fake news of people dying, you know, maybe they could. I don't know. I don't think so. Because, you know, Walter Cronkite would have been on there talking about all the people dying, but nobody would be experiencing it. Yeah, they probably couldn't have pulled it off without the internet. I don't know. Silly question, I guess. Okay, Freemasons. Adam says, the Freemasons lost their power in the U.S. in the early 1800s because of a notorious kidnapping case. The Freemasons are still a minor threat in Britain. So Freemasons are kind of like not good guys. So is this a, Paul Thomas is actually doing this, is this a Freemason thing? I'll email him, I will, and say I had one of our listeners concerned that you were doing a Freemason thing, and if you're a Freemason, he sure is a good guy. I don't know. That's funny, huh? Adam says many kids and many women are having children in their mid-50s now. There you go. Okay. There's a tribe in Tanzania, says Adam, where no one knows how old they are. They forage and hunt and store no food. Of course, how would you know? Who counts, right? They, you know, I'm sure there's cultures that are just counting. No, not counting. This is from Carol, good friend, and good friend of Adam and Patrick. Adino Lay taught that children born of older sperm have the advantage of carrying the extra years of wisdom. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I like that. That being so, perhaps the father of the lady who wrote that you shouldn't have children was a teenager. Come on. Let's not pile on. I'm sure she meant well. I was mentioning that the other day. I mean, I think, you know, I think I'm going to be a great catch for somebody someday, because I'm a pretty wise guy. I've been around a while. And hey, listen, most guys 30, 40 these days are from Jupiter and mostly stupider, as I was when I'm 30 or 40, so I'm not being critical. I didn't know what the heck was going on when I was 30 or 40. I had no clue. So, and I think it's, I don't think it's a stretch to say that souls in female bodies get a lot more wisdom, intuition, and intelligence a whole lot earlier than guys do. They just do. That's part of the reason why they're girls. And I expect there's girls 30, 40, you know, range that would like to have a little wisdom in their life, and 40, 50, whatever. I'm not concerned about it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm in no hurry. What do I need to do here? Something. Man, the birdies are singing, aren't they? The birdies are singing. My name is Patrick Timpone. This is OneRadioNetwork.com, and we have shows every day on One Radio Network, every day in every way, all kinds of various people and places, and check us out. Check out our archives. There's probably, 14 years of audio archives on One Radio Network. Use our search function, top right. Find all kinds of things. Put in, you know, different organs of the body, liver or, you know, whatever. Money, lots of great things with Andrew Goss if you want to learn about money, the real world of money. My mentor for 25 years. What a guy. So some great things. And then we're starting to stack all our videos as well on One Radio Network. One of my favorite products, something that I've used for many years, helping me staying young and alive and whatever.
Stephen Buhner, master herbalist, wrote an entire book on pine pollen. Previously, we asked him, what's the difference between gathering some pine pollen, eating that, and then maybe taking Sir Thrival pine pollen and the grape alcohol, the tincture? What's the difference in the body?
Okay, the difference is pine pollen is probably one of the best nutrient food substances on the earth. And see, it's made to be uptaken by all of the life around it. All of the other plants take it in and use it for growth. Many of the animals eat it, and it's a very nutrient substance. If you eat it, what happens is it goes through your GI tract and then puts it into the bloodstream. And there's a lot of great stuff in it. I mean, it's really high in amino acids and protein and vitamins, so it's a very magnificent substance. Kind of a nutrient longevity tonic food, and it will over time raise levels, but if you really want to raise them fast, you don't want to let it go through your GI tract, hence the use of a tincture.
And you can click and order this great product right on our website. Any of these are Thrival links. Take you right to the pine pollen and order away. OneRadioNetwork.com.
And ladies and germs, that's just one of the products that are on the Sir Thrival site, pine pollen. Wonderful products there. They're all in Myron glass. That's pretty cool. Colostrum is another one. I've been putting that in my smoothies every day, and boy, I just love it. It's something really magical about it. You'll like the way it smells and looks and feels. It's a great product. Colostrum, get yourself a kilo of that baby for those of you in Panaloma, whatever. It's 2.2 pounds. I'm going to move my camera over a little bit while I'm doing this. Give me a little bit more in the center. Anyway, and he has shaga, reishi, some really, really good things going on with Daniel's products. He has a product called, it's for digestion, digestive bitters that you can spray. Really, really great. Well, we've known Daniel forever, and it's the real deal, baby. It is a great company, the real deal. Speaking of the real deal, if you haven't tried our sulfur, I tell you what, when I skip it and stuff, I can feel the difference. I do like two tablespoons a day now. Here's Patrick Flanagan on sulfur. Dr. Patrick Flanagan has been regarded as one of the most important scientists in the last 50 years. We talked to him about sulfur.
There's a product called organic sulfur. And organic sulfur was put into trade in 1865 as organic sulfur. Some people call it MSM or methyl sulfonyl methane, but most of the MSM in health food stores have been contaminated with a kind of silica that prevents its absorption by the body. But anyway, what happens is that if you take a tablespoon of MSM and of the organic sulfur in hot water in the morning and a tablespoon in the afternoon, it sulfates 192 different compounds, heavy metals from the periodic table. And once it sulfates them, I'm talking about radioactive elements and other things, once it sulfates them, these sulfates cannot stay in the human body for more than 12 hours.
And what Dr. Flanagan just mentioned is one of the key reasons why our sulfur is different from most out there, Amazon, no matter where you go, because it's pure. Click and order, front page, oneradionetwork.com. Would you like a discount? Just email me, £4 or more, a discount. Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Otherwise, £2 orders, United States, Canada, worldwide, three prices. Click and order, oneradionetwork.com.
We are listener supported, One Radio Network.
That's right. None of the old silicon stuff that Patrick Flanagan talked about. Isn't that interesting how it sulfates all of the goobies, the cooties out of your body? Dr. Stephanie Seneff is going to be on the show next week, and she's been arguing for many years how the glyphosates mess up the sulfation process in the body. So if one was really a tinfoil hatter, one could say that the people that created this, I don't even know the name of it, this weed killer, what is it? See, I don't even think about these things, and I just let them go, and they're not even in my state of consciousness. Roundup, it came back. One might say, well, you know, this was all kind of a planned thing, right? They just wanted to get people sicker. Maybe so. Or maybe they just created it because they, wanted to sell a lot of stuff. But generally, there are no accidents. So, but anyway, that doesn't mean anything except that you don't want it, which is why we promote and advocate organic food. Simple as that. Do the best you can. Do the best you can. Sulfur. It's a great product. Tablespoon. We like to take it away from food, and you want to make sure you have plenty of water when you take the sulfur, because that helps it work. Without proper water, it doesn't work that all well. Old sperm, and that makes sense, of course, because, we're constantly making fluids and things in our body, right? In the ladies, ovaries and eggs and things like that, right? And sperm and, all kinds of things all the time. With the ladies, they make them once a month and they get them washed out because they didn't get fertilized and they, that's the deal. That's the way it works. So they're always different. I'm sure every egg that a lady produces is different state of consciousness, different karma, different DNA, or RNA, or EPA. Same way with the spermies. It would just make sense. Sure. See, it's also logical. You know, you don't have to be a scientist to figure this stuff out. Once you see how it works, it just is pretty logical, right? Okay. This is from Teresa. Teresa with an H. There's always a Teresa and a... Okay. Patrick, we love you in our household. Don't let any old, odd emails get under your skin. I've got you under my skin. No, I don't. Thanks. One point, though. I think you're assuming listener has a point. You want a much younger girl in a specific age range. As a woman, I do cringe when I hear you say age is just a number. Why do you cringe? It is. But you constantly reference a woman of a... But you consistently reference a woman of a specific age. No, I don't. I do not. I specifically mention a woman of childbearing years. Not a specific age. I want... to be a father. So you too, Teresa, God love you, are not listening carefully. Childbearing age. It could be any childbearing age. There's a big range there. So you too, I think you're still a little under the spell of the age thing. Why would you cringe when you say age is just a number? Teresa, it is. Guarantee you. The only reason people get old is because they believe in time. They believe the number affects them. Oh, I'm 40, so I got to feel this way, or I have to look this way. Or I believe that at 90, I'm going to look this way. And then worry, you know, worry and angst and fear ages the body. Time is the big one. And then bad food, of course, causes oxidative stress and that ages the body. But other than that, the body doesn't age. I'm not a Christian... I've never read the Bible, but doesn't even the Bible have a thing about 144? Do they? Did I just read that? Any of you biblical people? Is there something in there about 144 being a good age? Or kind of an average thing? Teresa, I know several, one more intimately than others. One of my spiritual teachers that has his body 600 years. So you tell me if the number matters. So you need to do more research. Listen more carefully, please. And not because I want you to believe what I believe, but because you and your husband both can not age as much as you might otherwise if you really think about what we talk about here. That's the whole point. That's the only reason I do this. So you could, you know, maybe have a better life in a body that lasts longer without getting sick. That's the whole point. I do cringe, she says, when I hear you say age is just a number. But you consistently reference a woman of a specific age. I do not. My husband often catches me when I roll my eyes, LOL. Us ladies are used to being defined and valued by age. Well, that's just what you're used to. That doesn't mean it's right. Let that one go, baby. maybe the writer thought it was odd you didn't understand that. I do understand it. It is odd that you didn't. You don't think a 30 to 45-year-old woman is much younger than you. I don't. Try not to alienate your older. I'm not alienate them. 30 to 45 is childbearing ages that would be just right for me. I'm not, so am I alienating you because maybe you can't have children anymore? Come on. That's not being fair. It's not being logical. It's not, come on. What's up with that? Plus, there's ladies having babies when they're 50 now. I know a woman who's still menstruating, and she's 49. So, okay. So, you know, remember, my dear Teresa, God love you, all of these ideas that you have swirling around in your little head are all programmed ideas. I'm not saying they're bad, but they're not necessarily the way it is. What I'm trying to encourage you to understand is the way it is the way you believe it is. So you can have it any way you want. Because you can have anything that you want at Alice's restaurant. That's right. You and your husband. Oh, he laughs when you roll your eyes. You and your husband can have it any way you want. You guys should talk about it. Wow. Wait a minute. Do you really think we don't have to age as quickly as we think we are? Maybe we could change the way we think. Okay. Work with that one. Have some fun. Take it out for a spin. See what it'll do. That's the only reason I do these things, because it's fun and it's a nice way to make a living for me. But, come on, get with it. Have some fun. Try some new things. Expand your ideas about the way you think age is. Remember, my dear Teresa and husband, watching you roll your eyes, is that these ideas about stuff like that have been programmed into us for lifetimes. Lifetimes. Because trust me when I tell you, we've all had a lot of lifetimes here. I can't prove it, but I know it's true. That's up for you to look at. So it's programming. It's all it is programming. So I'm not dissing you, say you're programmed. We're all programmed. But I'm deprogramming everything and figuring out that, whoa, doesn't have to be like that. Hey, dude, what's going on? That make sense, Teresa? I love you, Teresa. And I love your husband who watches you roll your eyes. Okay. It's great. Yeah, you know, these new ideas, new spiritual ideas, and new things that are popping out now because of this COVID nonsense are going to be uncomfortable for you. And they've been uncomfortable for me to break through. But that's what spiritual evolution is about. Remember, God doesn't come down, descend upon us, and say, poof, you're more spiritually aware because you're a good person and you pay your bills and you don't. Doesn't how it works. It's not how it works. You and I have to expand our consciousness to realize it, God, Spirit. And it has to be an effort. And it's often always uncomfortable getting there. Always. It's probably where the thing no pain, no gain comes from. And this is why we create diseases. The only reason we create diseases is to learn how to get rid of them naturally. Now most, it's their choice, I'm not criticizing, but it's just look out there, most people create a disease and they don't understand that, so they let the disease take them out and they'll just come back and do it again. If that's what you want to do, Godspeed. I don't know about you, but I don't want to go through it again. I mean, I know, you know, the baby thing and puberty and grade school and whatever. I don't know. Just no need to. Get it this time. Get it this time. Every soul listening to me right now, you have the awareness and the ability to become self-realized and God-realized this lifetime. No matter how many revolutions your body has been, no matter what, how many religions you've been through, no matter what, you have the ability to focus on finding out what the truth is. And nobody can stop you. Not AI, not some alleged mind control, not 5G, none of that stuff. It's all fear porn to try to make you believe that you are victims of some dystopian Orwellian world that's going to eat you up. And it will only eat you up if you let it. I've never been more positive, forward-looking in my life. Adam says, the Freemasons are kind of like an adult Boy Scout in the U.S., including Bohemian Grove. Ooh, that's kind of weird, huh? In Britain, a Freemason judge is bound by Masonic law to free any criminal who gives a Masonic sign. Yo, Nazis infiltrated the highest ranks of British governments during World War II by infiltrating the Freemasons. So they sound pretty spooky to me, right? So I don't think Dr. Thomas is a Freemason if he's that, because listen to a show and you tell me if he's one of the, you tell me if he's a swamp rat. Adam Bergstrom, who helps produce the show, does great research for us. He does a blog. Oh, there's Doodle. Look at her. You can see her haircut. See her? I like your haircut, Doodle. We really cut a chart for the summer. It'll grow pretty quick because she's in the water a lot now. And anyway, in the creek a lot. And so Adam does a blog here 2-3 times a week. He's on the show at least once a month, sometimes more. He's got two websites, solartiming.com and SunSync Nutrition. Check them out. Solartiming.com has got all these great ebooks that you can buy for like $10 or something. Get the mesmerization book. That's the Dalai Lama of teaching you how to get what you want in your life. Mesmerizing. What's the title, Adam? That's on solartiming.com. It's more expensive, but it's worth every penny. And also then SunSync Nutrition, you can get a lifetime prescription to that baby for $99 and get all kinds of cool stuff. Anyway, so he's out there and he helps us every morning, takes notes and helps us with research because I have a hard time just talking and trying to look into the camera at the same time, much less go on DuckDuckGo. Adam says, before the fake statisticians came into vogue, quite a few people lived into their 140s and even 150s. Biblical characters lived up to 1,000 before the flood, and Enoch never died. Now, I'm not suggesting that the Bible is the end-all that ends all. I don't. But it's been around a while, and certainly God-inspired writings of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and Joe and Harry, and God-inspired. They call it the Word of God. But you have the ability to write the Word of God as well, just like they did. They just downloaded God stuff. We all can do that. God did knock on Matthew's door and say, write this down. It doesn't work like that. I don't doubt it. Fibergal just noticed Oran's email address is misspelled. I don't understand what you mean. How could I get emails if it's misspelled? Oh, what, on the front page? Oh. Maybe I did it on the front page today. Possible. Oh, yeah, on the front page. Duh. Duh. Sorry. Let me try to fix that. Thanks. See, that's why we got producers. I like how you can do that. My name is Patrick Timpone, and this is OneRadioNetwork.com. Got any thoughts, ideas of what's been said here thus far this morning? You can kind of call in and say hi if you want. One Radio, yeah. I did this first thing this morning. RADIO. Cool, man. Okay. That should work now, right? Update. Yeah, I was probably eating some almonds, and that's what happens when you multitask. Let's see if it works now. Didn't seem to update. RID, I didn't update. Not sure why I didn't do that. Well, I can't do it now. I'll try it one more time. No, I'm not going to do it now. I just did it and it didn't update it. Oh, what else? Oh, well, I got a lot of emails. We can do those. Yeah, the email address is patrick@oneradionetwork.com. I just misspelled that, sorry. Oh, the book is Mesmerism and Miracles on solartiming.com. Mesmerism and miracles. SolarTiming.com. Okay, we did the three bullet points I was going to do, so let's just do... Hi, dude. Let's do some emails. Oh, I want to mention this. You know, I often talk about the idea that the divine spirit is always helping us, always trying to make our life better. I mean, that's what it does for a living, right? Always trying to make our life better, spirit, which is how God manifests itself in physical reality through the light and sound of God. So one of the things that we can do this lifetime is to actually hear the sound of God and see the light, actually see the light. You've heard that term, I see the light. Well, that's a real thing. I've been blessed to have that experience on the inner planes. And so spirit's always trying to do that, right? So oftentimes when things happen, we don't really kind of get that spirit is trying to help us out. So maybe 6 months ago, Ray Pete was... talking about this this Pharmacia Mexico, something like that, and where he could get these thyroid things. So I just kind of fell into the spell for a moment. You know how we do. We get into the spell that since my TSH number is a little high, that I could probably use, maybe try a little thyroid thing. So I bought some from Pharmacia Mexico thing. Again, I just got under a spell for a moment. Of course, now I would never, this is only 6 months ago, ever think that my thyroid is low. Why would I do that? If I think it's low, it's low. If I don't, it's not. So I didn't, you know, I didn't quite get that then, but I was working on it. And so I bought this thyroid from this Pharmacio thing. And never got it. Just didn't come. It didn't come. And then I really got the message that I didn't need it because see how spirit just kind of figured out, Patrick, you don't need this. I'll just work it out so you don't get it. And that's the way spirit works. It'll work through people and governments and it's all intertwined like a lovely little handmade clock. I can see how it all works. I can't explain it. And so it just didn't show up. So then about a month ago, I got this letter from the FDNA in somewhere saying that my product from Pharmaco, I want to get the right name of it. They sent me a refund so I can find it pretty quickly. We have it because, and we're going to hold it, and it's, you can't have it because, I don't know why, they just decided I couldn't get it because they're all swampy and didn't want people buying. Inexpensive thyroid medicine from Mexico, right? So, here it is. So I didn't think anything. I didn't care about it. I didn't want it. I knew that I didn't need it. And I knew that I was just dazed and confused for a moment when I ordered it, and I didn't need it. So then I get a call from this place I don't think that's the proper name. And they called a couple days ago, and they said, oh, we got your thyroid medicine back. Do you want it? I said, no, I don't want it. They said, well, just send you the money back. I said, okay. So they refunded my credit card, and it says here, Mexican Art, A-R-T-E. I wish I had the actual name of the place, because I'm just telling you this because, well, also, you know, the idea of spirit is always looking out for me and you, and didn't want me to take it, or not didn't want me to, was saying, you don't need this stuff. But also that this company, and I'll get the proper name of it, sorry, is very reputable. I mean, they didn't have to do that. They got the product back. They could have just said, stupid Americano will just keep his $80. But they called and they refunded the card. So it's a good company. I'll come up with the name for you. It's the one Ray Pete recommended. I'll let him know, too, that they did that. Because I told him about it, and he kind of said, ugh, I'm sorry to hear that. So I'm going to let him know that they sent my money back so he doesn't have any negative thoughts about them that are undeserved. Doodle's a little feisty today. Patrick, what do you think about nebulizing hydrogen peroxide? You know, I don't know that much about it. I know that that people do that, and I've done it in the past. Dr. Massey has often said you want to be real careful with doing that, because it can actually hurt your little body, hurt your lungs if you have too much. So I'd be real careful. Actually, these days, and oh, I guess the last 6 months, I've really come to the conclusion that I'm not interested in trying to kill anything, which I think hydrogen peroxide does. I think that the bacteria are there doing their job. But I mean, if you really have some kind of a condition where you think there's something that needs to be killed, it's probably the best thing to use. But I don't know how you would know that for sure, because I'm just not a germ theory guy, you know, so I'm probably not a good person to ask, but you just want to be careful about it if you're going to do it. And just do a few drops, you know. But again, I don't know, this whole killing thing, I'm just kind of over it. Lynn says, I don't recall how I found you in your podcast, but it was several months ago. I'm so grateful to have you appear regularly on my iPod. Really? I just come up on your iPod? Boop. I listen to many podcasts. Some guys shout, most swear, and I'm often left with a feeling of impending doom. I know of the evil out there in the world, and I just want to be informed, but there are times when it all becomes too much to bear. I have to turn them off and take a break. Last night, once again, I was awakened and the mind started running, worry, futile as it is. I put on my headphones and listened to a random missed episode, 324. It was perfect, as it often happens. Your voice soothed me, and your speaking of the spirit reminded me that the world is out there, and I am here. I can choose. I can create my experience as I wish. I went back to sleep. Oh. I was raised by a father who taught me to think for myself. To be 100% responsible for my life, my health, and most of all, that it was okay to be and think differently than others. He sure did. He also taught me to be aware of my surroundings. My dad taught me that health was health and freedom, land on which to farm and raise livestock, gold, silver, precious metals, weapons to protect myself, my loved ones, and property. I know there's no virus. I remain unafraid. My job now is to stay healthy and strong in both mind, body, and spirit. Love and take care of my husband. When the time comes, I will be ready for what exactly. Still, I don't know. So she goes on and on. That's great. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm really feeling just this real pull to get stronger, just on all levels, spiritually and mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, just because the matrix, this world out there that, excuse me, they want to convince us to get involved in, putting out their little tentacles, you know, is, you know, that's obviously bonkers. I mean, some of the things going on. It's crazy. So I'm just thinking it's just going to be good to be prepared for whatever that world has to offer. If I may have to somehow participate in it, somehow that I'll have the wherewithal to participate in it in a way that is not going to be too uncomfortable. I don't think we really are going to have to. Well, I'm starting to yawn. We did a show with attorney Thomas Renz on the whole vaccine passport thing. It's worth listening to, watching. And he's concerned that the government, the one we love, that they're really pounding on the idea that we're not going to do vaccine passports. We're not going to do them. And they're not going to do them because they know they couldn't get away with it, in my opinion, because, you know, they do that. There would be such an outcry that it would be in the Supreme Court before you know it and probably not pass, you know. They can't do it. There's no authority to do that kind of stuff. So as swampy as the Supreme Court may be, I don't think they would have the guts or the courage to allow something that to go. The Fourth Amendment's very clear about our freedoms. But anyway, excuse me. Once I start. But he's concerned that, you know, more on the state level, but more so, now our governor here in Texas has said, now we're not going to do those. And the state can do whatever they want, which is cool. But what his concern, Renz, is, and what he would want you to keep an eye on, encouraging you to keep an eye on, is the schools and the private businesses. Because there's a lot of private businesses that are, you know, they're pretty bonky. Yeah. They're pretty wonky. And, you know, they got some agendas. And there may be businesses that'll tell you got to have a vaccine passport to go in there. Okay. You just don't go in there. That's it. I think the airlines are going to try it. The government has a big control over airlines because it's, I'm sorry, I just keep yawning. I don't know what I'm sorry about. Yawning's good. So just letting out something. the government has control, or they think they do, over transportation. They have a Department of Transportation, so they can control airlines, tell them what to do. The government thinks they control the airspace because they say they do, and, you know, they just make this stuff up. So, you know, they could probably do a vaccine passport for to fly. You know, hopefully if they do that, there'll just not be enough business, so they'll keep it. There could be enough people that are willing to do it just to fly, and who knows? So, and we don't fly. I was never that fond of flying anyway the last few years. So, just drive. Yeah, I heard Joe Biden say something like, the Second Amendment is an absolute. Okay. We're going to talk about Joe Biden. What's his story, and who are the people pulling his strings? Next Wednesday. What is yawning? Is it lack of CO2? Adam, too much CO2? One of those. Spirit looked out. Adam said, my grandfather, he missed the boat, the Titanic. That's great. Do you or Adam know of an alternative AM drink rather than cobalamin coffee? It's interesting you mention that. I've been kind of off the coffee thing for a week or so. Actually sleep a little better. I love cobalamin tonic. You know, one thing I did this morning, though, because it was Friday, I did a kind of a homeopathic version. So instead of a scoop of the coffee, I did like a half. So if you get a little amped up on cobalamin and you don't like it, try half or a quarter, and you'll still get the benefit. Also, I like green tea. I don't know if you like green tea. Green tea gives a little lift, but not a thing. I think cobalamin tonic is a wonderful drink, that it's a much better choice than just straight coffee. So maybe try a homeopathic version of cobalamin, just a little bit coffee. See if it gives you just a little bit of a cobalamin thing without too much. I found later on that other than the cobalamin tonic at liver time, that was pretty trippy. You know, I do better writing without anything at all, just water. For me, the writing, I don't know. It's just easier without any kind of a stimulant whatsoever. But I think people like Stephen King would drink tons of coffee, I think, if I read that. Oh, Adam says, tamarind paste, carob powder, and maple syrup. Really? That's kind of fun. Where do you get tamarind paste? I guess anywhere online, huh? Carob powder. So carrot powder is different from cacao, right? Carrot powder would be carrot powder, yeah. Maple syrup. Let's try some of that. Okay. I have I actually got to do some body work today. Pretty exciting. I haven't done body work in 3 or 4 months. There's a fellow in North Austin that he's like, whoa, this fellow's strong. And Avery's his name. And I thought with all this stretching I'm doing, it'd be fun to have him dig in there and just see what he finds. And so I'm going to go and do that. So we're going to have to go leave a little early. Early schmurly. What's early? I mean, we've come here 2 hours. That's long enough. Yeah, sometimes I do three. But so I'm going to sign off and so we can get to that appointment on time, not have to rush. Adam says that umi plum is a morning hormone booster too. Oh, I have to get some of those. Those are those little, yeah, those little Japanese plums, umi plum. In the morning. Umi plum. Well, kids. Have a good weekend. Have fun. We got the latest draft of the screenplay out to some people yesterday. So, you know, thanks for encouraging. We put something up on the website. I took the day off because I finished. You don't really finish screenplays. They're always, but anyway, the final draft, and got some nice emails about it. And so it's fun, yeah. I'm going to start working on going to read a couple books, no more books, screenwriting books, and then dig into another one. I'm thinking I'm just going to jump into another screenplay that there's just financially, is there a better chance of selling that rather than earning more income with the book, even though I'm third draft and I want to finish and I will, but I think this makes more sense. It's not easy. You don't make any money writing books anyway. And but that's not the point. I think it's a good book and it needs to be out there and we'll get it out there. But I think we're going to jump into another screenplay. Because I got some ideas. All right, kids, I love you all very much. Thank you. It's just been an honor to be here. Thanks for your ongoing support. If you're watching on Cloud Hub, I'm glad you found us. Subscribe to the Cloud Hub thing and you'll get I think it'll notify you when we put up new streams. Have a good lineup of guests next week. Glyphosates, John Paul Gatto, There Is No Virus, Who's Pulling Joe Biden's Strings? Feels like a little globalist political kind of spicy week, huh, so far. So I love you all very much. Thank you. I appreciate it. See you on Monday morning. May the blessings be.
Nothing is more expensive than bad information. Know the source. OneRadioNetwork.com.